Here's the thing. I made that tape special for today. My special Monday morning tape for you.
Fucking Monday afternoon. You should get out of bed earlier.
Come on, dude. Play it. Don't you want to hear what's next?
Play it.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
And now,
when you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Gina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules, and you can't sit with us.
Monday, Monday.
Except for Monday, which was never good anyway.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
I know it's kind of a weird time, but I was just wondering what is going to happen to us on Monday.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday?
And now,
the wait is over. It's over.
Broadcasting live worldwide.
Here is your host.
Good Monday morning. It's Parker Ryan here at RadioVegas.rocks. That's right. It's the Monday after the weekend of the 4th of July. I hope you all had a great weekend celebrating the independence of this great nation. I know I had a great weekend. I got to spend it with my family and some friends. We stayed 6 feet apart, and we all wore our masks while drinking. That is correct. Yes, we did. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I feel like I didn't see a bunch of posts on my Facebook about parties. It was either because nobody did anything or they did things and they didn't want to post it. So they have been be ridiculed by the Karens out there telling them, oh my God, you're not allowed to be together. Stop it. So I don't know. I had a gathering with some friends. It was a small gathering this year. It's not like my normal 4th of July parties, which kind of made me sad. I do miss, I miss my parties at my house, but it is what it is. And this year it was just family. And then I went to another friend's house and had a party. So, eventually things will get back to normal. I don't want to hear the garbage of it's the new normal, because it's not, because life will get back to normal. I don't care what anybody says. That's my perspective. So there. Yeah. What do I got for you today? So it's Monday, and some of you might still be hungover from the weekend. I'm not sure. Some of you might be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know. But I've got some 90s for you today. That's what I'm playing. The first hour, actually... The first hour is good. The second hour is good. And the third hour is good. So guess what? All 3 hours are good. Just giving you a heads up. That's right. So the first hour, I've got some Paul Abdul, some Shaggy, some Technotronic, some Four Non Blondes. I try to dig up some stuff that you guys haven't heard in a while, because that's the beauty of internet radio. One, we get to play whatever the hell we want. Two, it's my show, so guess what? I get to play whatever the hell I want. And three, I hate playing the same stuff over and over, because we know the 80s and 90s had great music. So I try and dig up some stuff you haven't heard. Hour two, coming up at noon. It's all going to be old 90s hip-hop and R&B, so I hope you log in there. I've got some Shy. I've got some Fugees. I've got some Jade. I've got some Brownstone. And I got the local girl 702 coming up. That's all at the noon hour. And hour three, we're going back to a little bit more alternative. Got some Weezer, got some Flaming Lips, Our Lady Peace, Blind Melon. We got some Crash Test Dummies. That's right. That's what I have for you today. I hope you guys are logged in. I hope you're listening. Hit me up if you're listening. I would love to give you a shout out. So what else do I got? Oh, also, you know what, guys, like when I know the 90s, I like to give out some, you know, information from the 90s when, you know, some may have grown up, some may have been born, some may have been in their, you know, 30s or 40s already. Who knows? I don't know how old you were, and I don't want to know. That's none of my business. Just like I'm not telling you how old I was in the 90s. But in 1991, NBA player Magic Johnson announced to the world he had contracted the HIV virus. And from what I know, he is now all better. I don't know. It's crazy the things that money can buy. The cure for AIDS. So, what else? 1991, Jodie Foster won her second Oscar for Best Starring Actress in the film Silence of the Lambs. I love that movie. If you guys heard the story last week, because I played last week. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. last week, I played some movies, and that was one that kind of made me want to go into law enforcement. So I got my law enforcement degree and never did anything with it. Isn't that great? But shout out to all our men and women out there on the front line running that thin blue line. Love you guys. So on that note, I'm going to start off right here and see if you guys remember this one. Groove is in the heart.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Dig.
The chills that you spill up my back leave me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. Dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Groove is in the heart.
About the groove.
Sing it. Groove is in the heart. Groove is in the heart. Groove is in the heart. Groove is in the
heart. One, two, three.
A little story and you're sure to like it. Swift and sly and a playing it cool with my homegirl, Paula.
Baby, since we never, ever agree. You like the movies and I like TV.
I think
Thank you. the time, and you don't want that.
Parker Ryan here, RadioVegas.rocks. Guess who I got
three
in the studio
baby.
Here?
Three, baby.
Three? I don't know. All right, so I got Jay in the studio, and Jay, he came in and sat down when that song played. He's like, oh, my God, the story I got. So he started telling it. I was like, time out. I was like, we have to go on air live, and you can tell this. So, Jay. Let's hear your story.
So this song came on when I was driving over to this girl's house to have sex with her for the first time. She said the most filthy things to me in class, whispered in my ear, let me show you what I can do.
What grade is this?
I was a sophomore.
Jesus Christ.
Right. And I was really turned on. She was saying some... I was like, please don't make me stand up and do work in class.
Don't make me write on the board.
Nothing. It was Mr. Powers' class, so he probably would have. And she's saying awful. She's like, yeah, let's just go back. You know, and yes, let's do it. Let's knock some boots, you know.
That was a 90s song.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of names I can use. So we get over there to her house. And I'm ready. Like, this is not going to be my first time. This is going to be my second time.
But with some dirty chick.
With this chick. My first time with this chick was at my house. We were doing it in the shower. And my dad came home early.
Oops.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, he was proud. Mom, not so much.
I'll leave it up to dad.
I did school.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's like, you're not supposed to be home right now. I go, either are you.
Oops. Both of you are busted at the moment.
Yeah, so, but he was like, well, I'm older than you and I own the house, so.
Good point.
You better have a good reason. I go, she'll be out in a minute.
That was a good reason.
So the second time, we go to her house, and her parents are home early because they picked up her grandparents from the airport to surprise her for her birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. That song was playing on the radio.
Snap.
So, yeah.
I got the power.
The hydraulic lift in my pants was the only power going on.
And it didn't happen, though.
No, she was, what, was I going to perform with her parents there?
Well, what, maybe. I mean, your dad was home when you did it in the shower.
No, he came home while we were doing it.
Well?
He had sex in his room.
Oh, Jay!
He caught us. Well, he had a bigger bed.
Oh, my God. Jay. Jay, Jay, Jay.
So, no, he caught us in the shower. We had already done the deed.
Yeah. These are the kind of stories you're going to hear today on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I'm afraid to hear these.
No, get afraid now.
Okay, and get it out of my system now.
Because I was given some information yesterday by Woz that my good friend, my pal, my buddy, Mad Mike, has started drinking again.
Oh.
Mad Mike and I used to tear a few back in the day when we were concierges and we would get we'd get off our table and bottle service all the nightclubs.
Mm-hmm.
He passed out drunk several times at Pure.
I
practically carried him out of the bear pool because we drank so much Jaeger. He got so drunk that we all went to, I forget the name of the burger place that was in Treasure or Mirage, I think, where the bear pool was at. Anyway. He said, everybody just order. I got to go to the bathroom. He disappeared. We ordered everything. He was there when we ordered it. And he got his bill when he came back. And it was like $140. And it's everything he wanted. And he swore that we ordered more. So he didn't eat any of it. He doesn't remember it.
He didn't eat any of it.
No. I got him to his car. He was just going to walk it off, sleep in his car. My friend Krista was picking me up. He's hanging around on the edge of his car. And she picks me up, and she's like, hi, Mike, how are you? He goes, whoa, and just everywhere, just shock.
God. So was it like a chain reaction and she threw up?
No, no. She was like, good to see you, buddy. And we just drove away.
Oh, I would have threw up.
And he stopped drinking shortly after that. Now, here's what frightens me. This is a Mad Mike.
Oh, boy.
And Phil concoction. I know what's in it, but I'm not going to tell you till after we drink it. I have not tested it. I have not drank it. I'm just going to tell you what they call it.
Well, it's not like anything foul, like human.
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
All right,
I know you'll be able to tell the main ingredient. This is something that they call Riot Punch.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
Because I know he was serious when he came up with that name.
Oh.
So we're going to try it.
It smells good.
We're just going to down as much of it as we can, and then I'm going to tell you what's in it.
Wait, is this a shot?
No.
This is a large shot.
Let's go. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Oh. Wow. That was good, huh? What did I just drink? It tastes good.
It's
grape in there?
Well, that's part of the ingredient. That is what I'm told is cranberry juice with a little fruit punch and Four Locos. They loaded it with Four Locos.
Oh, boy. I don't think I've ever had a Four Loco.
Well, me either. But here it is.
Well, it didn't taste bad. That's
no.
the thing. And it
they fits. Left this jug because they're going to be here tonight for the party.
What? Jay, tell us what's going on tonight.
It's the pre-birthday show.
Pre-birthday show. Because your birthday is actually when?
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
But I don't do shows on my birthday.
Well, I'll be doing a show.
Yeah, but I won't be.
You can sit in with me. It's always fun when you and I sit in.
Right. As long as it's not my show. I'm not putting any effort towards my show next week at all.
No. But tonight it's going to be a shit
tonight,
show.
Tonight, well, it'll be a fun show. We
you
got
have a lot of people coming. A
lot of. Yeah, it's practicing social distancing.
Yes,
it's just because, not because of the coronavirus. It's just a lot of people have seen me drunk.
So social distancing from Drunk Jay.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, it should be a good show because I've heard some names that you are, some local celebs, some friends that are coming on. I'll pop on with you later. That'll be fun.
We're going to have some new drinking games we have yet to play that my good friend Debbie Wilson has sent.
Oh, yeah, she does send some cool games.
Well, I found one that was just sitting in the file cabinet because we haven't been in that studio in a while. Never should I, never have I ever.
Oh.
And we're just randomly going to pick cards and see what they say.
Well, that'll be fun.
And I'm told a new one has been sent and should be arriving today.
Hopefully, it'll be here on time.
It's supposed to be.
Well, so. We know how delivery services go lately.
It says en route. So.
Oh, that's good. You can probably track it.
I am tracking
it. And it just says en route.
En route.
Okay.
So, since the mail isn't here yet.
Well, does the mail even
arrive? But we've invited a lot of people.
I'm
sorry. I don't expect them all to come. I can give you some confirmations that will be here.
Yeah? Are you going to tell me now?
Our good friend Carlota from Comp 92.3,
who
just recently lost her job.
We like Carlota. I've listened
she,
to her.
Yeah, she's great. She's
ballsy.
She's been here a couple times with Kevin and Brendan, so she's going to come in and hang out, have some drinks.
That'll be fun.
19 years on the air at Comp, and
wow.
Out you go, because you got
long
the COVID.
Time.
She didn't have COVID, but that's
right.
The reason they
right.
got rid of her.
That's crazy. That's exciting, though.
She'll be here, a couple of our performing friends are going to come in and do some songs. Your friend and mine, Gemini Burke.
Oh, I love Gemini.
He and I have talked, and we are supposed to be doing Cry For Me tonight, him and I together. We've been practicing.
Wait, you're going
to
cry?
No, that's his dad's song. It's one of his dad's big hits.
I know. I was trying to find it real quick because I don't know if people quite grasp who his dad was.
Beautiful Brown Eyes is another one that his dad did. 80 kids, 160 grandkids, you know, this. He's a Cry For Me, Solomon Burke.
Solomon. All right, there it is.
One of the great songs of all time.
Well, you know, this was one of the best scenes from
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So if you don't, I'm going to play this song for you. This is a great scene from.
So Gemini Burke is the son of Solomon Burke.
Yes.
And he'll be here a little bit later.
Let's see if I can get it to play. We'll cue it up real quick. Maybe. Oh, somebody always messes with the sound.
No, they just mute it.
Why?
They mute it so the commercials don't play.
Oh, Lord, let me see. There it is.
'Cause you're on the phone.
Yeah. This is, oh, this
don't
is
you
so
feel like crying?
Crying to me.
Don't you feel like crying?
Crying to me.
But here I am, honey.
Come on.
Yeah, right there. That is a great song. Oh my God, such a great scene from.
So he'll be here. We got some drinking games, barbecue going on.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Pool party. It's gonna be amazing.
Shots, 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 shots.
My friend goes, "You got a pool?"
And I said, got one of them little baby
"I
pools.
Said we'll be drunk enough that it isn't gonna matter."
Sweet. So it's like an open invite. Whoever wants to come, cool.
Yeah, they've been invited. Our friend Rebecca Love. Former porn star, now comedian, will be here.
Nice. Is she going to do some comedy?
Maybe.
You got any of your fun hypnotists coming? I've always wanted to be hypnotized.
Andy Gould's maybe coming by.
I don't know if I believe in it. I hear you have to really believe in it.
No. Skeptics are the best to go for.
I don't know if I'm like a full-blown skeptic. I'm not like one of those, you know, jerks that are like, no, you can't. I'm just kind of like, maybe. I don't know.
I've seen Anthony's show enough.
To know. That it happens. It's real.
We had Mario went up there one time with our friend Chaotic Kim. They both got hypnotized, and I knew Mario wasn't out. I knew. Uh-huh. I could tell. And Anthony will play along if they're playing along. He won't pick on him too much, but he'll make him do something. And Anthony and Mario, yeah, they know each other, so it was like, whatever, just stay up here because I need the seats filled.
I need the seats filled.
And then Kim was like, well, I remember everything too. I was faking it the whole time. And there's clips where you watch her.
Isn't that normal for women anymore?
There's clips where you watch her and you can tell that she's not.
No.
She is under. We had another female co-host, Rebecca, that did it on stage, and she had no recollection of how bad she did it until we watched it back as a group.
Wow.
And she was really embarrassed, but funny. But she laughed.
That'd be kind of fun to get that going on the show today.
Yeah.
If you got
it. He won't hypnotize anybody.
No. Damn. So it's just drinking with him today.
Yeah, he's got some fun stories. Because he's an awesome just guy to know outside of just hypnotizing people.
He does
a lot of stuff. We used to play Flip Cup over at his house.
It's one game tournaments, I never played.
Tournaments like crazy. It started in, and then he opened his bar that he used to have at the plaza.
He had a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What bar was it?
It was called the Swingers Club, and it had a 9-hole miniature golf club inside, golf course inside.
Is that like?
It was in the plaza.
How long ago was that? Like?
Over 10 years ago now, at least.
I don't remember that. I mean, I've been here that long. I just don't remember that. That would have been fun to go.
Oh, yeah. The higher ups at the plaza didn't like the clientele it was bringing in because it was packed every night and we were drunk, but we would play
Isn't
on
what you want,
but
though?
We would play on Wednesday nights when their rooms were $15 and Anthony would like, yeah, we'll just take this wing of rooms here, and we'd give Anthony $15 and we'd all be on the same floor. I hosted a comedy show there every Wednesday night from 6:30
to 10. You're getting a crowd in. I mean, I can see if it's a crowd that's destroying your property. Nah, you don't want that
right in
there. But if they're coming in and they're spending money, I mean, there may be a little drunken, you know.
Oh, it was more than a little drunken. It was drunken. Yeah. But it was cool because you go in there, you had 9 holes of miniature golf. It was free to play. Huge stage. I used to book bands and comics there, and we did the big comedy contest there. It was awesome. It was a good time.
Yeah.
And then Anthony just got tired of them coming down on him so much. He goes, then buy me out.
Bye. Done.
And they bought him out.
Crazy.
And it sucked because that was an amazing bar. They didn't like the name, so he even changed the name.
Swingers?
Yeah, Swingers Club, because people was getting the...
thinking it's a sexual swing.
Yeah, and we're like, really? With all these open windows, this is here in the plaza.
Here it is. More. Everybody look in.
Come look at all these old people having sex in the plaza over here.
I mean, they
here
have those swingers clubs.
Not in the middle of a hotel, and they're not called Swingers Club.
No.
They're something swift like The Office.
The studios.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whispers.
Yeah.
I know him. I've been there.
I'm sure. Ah. Oh, the green God. Door.
The green. Ugh.
My friend goes, so they're having a haunted house at the green door. I go, that's every day.
Right?
But we went. We went to the haunted house. We got invited.
And, at the green door? They legit had one?
Yeah.
What the? Really?
Yeah. Ooh. They had like old people in cages and they were naked.
Like, dude, that's like the time we went. I felt like a piece of meat. I was like, me and my friend were the only chicks in there, and literally the dudes were coming out of the woodwork like, hey. And I'm like, whoa, I'm with a dude. Back up. They didn't care. They were like, hey.
I guess Mad Mike heard his drink because he went, whoop.
Mad Mike, we're drinking more later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, we are. All right, let's get back to some music. Back to some 90s. I'll bring Jay back on a little bit. Happy birthday, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys! Guys!
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring! And if that diamond ring don't shine,
hey Lloyd, look, there's some people who want to ride too!
Pick 'em up!